An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. By Adam Smith. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, written by Adam Smith in 1776, is one of the most influential books ever written on economics. Smith's main argument is that the wealth of a nation is determined by the productivity of its citizens. He argues that the division of labor, free markets, and competition are the key drivers of economic growth. Smith also discusses the role of government in the economy, advocating for limited government intervention in the economy. He argues that government should focus on providing public goods and services, such as infrastructure and education, and should not interfere with the workings of the free market. Smith also discusses the importance of international trade, arguing that it can lead to increased economic growth and prosperity. Finally, Smith discusses the importance of taxation, arguing that it should be used to fund public goods and services, and should not be used to interfere with the workings of the free market. Smith's book is divided into 5 books. The first book discusses the nature and causes of the wealth of nations. Smith argues that the wealth of a nation is determined by the productivity of its citizens, and that the division of labor, free markets, and competition are the key drivers of economic growth. He also discusses the role of government in the economy, advocating for limited government intervention in the economy. The second book discusses the nature and causes of the wealth of individuals. Smith argues that individuals can become wealthy by engaging in productive activities, such as trade and manufacturing. He also discusses the importance of saving and investment, and the role of capital in economic growth. The third book discusses the nature and causes of the wealth of nations. Smith argues that international trade can lead to increased economic growth and prosperity. He also discusses the importance of taxation, arguing that it should be used to fund public goods and services, and should not be used to interfere with the workings of the free market. The fourth book discusses the nature and causes of the wealth of nations. Smith argues that the wealth of a nation is determined by the productivity of its citizens, and that the division of labor, free markets, and competition are the key drivers of economic growth. He also discusses the role of government in the economy, advocating for limited government intervention in the economy. The fifth book discusses the nature and causes of the wealth of nations. Smith argues that international trade can lead to increased economic growth and prosperity. He also discusses the importance of taxation, arguing that it should be used to fund public goods and services, and should not be used to interfere with the workings of the free market. An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations is one of the most influential books ever written on economics. Smith's main argument is that the wealth of a nation is determined by the productivity of its citizens, and that the division of labor, free markets, and competition are the key drivers of economic growth. He also discusses the role of government in the economy, advocating for limited government intervention in the economy. Smith also discusses the importance of international trade, arguing that it can lead to increased economic growth and prosperity. Finally, Smith discusses the importance of taxation, arguing that it should be used to fund public goods and services, and should not be used to interfere with the workings of the free market. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Division of labor. The division of labor increases productivity by allowing workers to specialize in specific tasks. This specialization allows for greater efficiency and output, leading to increased wealth. The division of labor is an important concept in economics, first introduced by Adam Smith in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. Smith argued that when workers specialize in specific tasks, they become more efficient and productive. This increased efficiency leads to increased wealth for society as a whole. By dividing labor into smaller tasks, workers can become more skilled in their particular area, leading to higher quality output. Furthermore, the division of labor allows for the use of specialized tools and machinery, which further increases productivity. The division of labor also has implications for the organization of the workplace. By assigning specific tasks to workers, employers can better manage their workforce and ensure that tasks are completed in a timely manner. This allows for greater efficiency and cost savings, which can be passed on to consumers in the form of lower prices. Additionally, the division of labor can lead to increased job satisfaction, as workers are able to focus on a specific task and become more skilled in their area. Overall, the division of labor is an important concept in economics that has far-reaching implications for productivity, efficiency, and cost savings. By allowing workers to specialize in specific tasks, employers can increase their output and pass on the savings to consumers. Additionally, the division of labor can lead to increased job satisfaction, as workers are able to focus on a specific task and become more skilled in their area. Main idea number 2. Self-interest. Self-interest is a powerful motivator for economic activity, as individuals seek to maximize their own profits. This leads to competition and innovation, which in turn leads to increased wealth. Self-interest is a powerful motivator for economic activity. Individuals seek to maximize their own profits, which leads to competition and innovation. This competition and innovation leads to increased wealth, as individuals strive to outdo each other in terms of quality and quantity of goods and services. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that self-interest is a key factor in the development of a prosperous economy. He argued that when individuals are motivated by their own self-interest, they are more likely to take risks and invest in new ideas, which can lead to economic growth. Furthermore, Smith argued that competition between individuals leads to better products and services, as well as lower prices, which benefits everyone in the economy. Self-interest is a powerful force in the economy, and it can be seen in many different areas. For example, businesses are motivated by their own self-interest to maximize profits, which leads to competition and innovation. This competition and innovation leads to increased wealth, as businesses strive to outdo each other in terms of quality and quantity of goods and services. Similarly, individuals are motivated by their own self-interest to maximize their own profits, which leads to competition and innovation. This competition and innovation leads to increased wealth, as individuals strive to outdo each other in terms of quality and quantity of goods and services. In conclusion, self-interest is a powerful motivator for economic activity. Individuals and businesses are motivated by their own self-interest to maximize their own profits, which leads to competition and innovation. This competition and innovation leads to increased wealth, as individuals and businesses strive to outdo each other in terms of quality and quantity of goods and services. Adam Smith's book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations provides an insightful look into the power of self-interest in the economy. Main idea number 3. Invisible hand. The invisible hand of the market is a metaphor for the self-regulating nature of the free market. This invisible hand guides the market to an efficient allocation of resources, leading to increased wealth. The concept of the invisible hand of the market was first introduced by Adam Smith in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. Smith argued that the free market, when left to its own devices, would naturally lead to an efficient allocation of resources and an increase in wealth. He argued that the market was guided by an invisible hand, which he described as an invisible hand directing the market to an efficient allocation of resources. The idea of the invisible hand is that the market is self-regulating and that it will naturally lead to an efficient allocation of resources. This means that the market will allocate resources in such a way that it maximizes the wealth of society as a whole. This is because individuals, when acting in their own self-interest, will naturally seek to maximize their own wealth, which in turn will lead to an efficient allocation of resources. The concept of the invisible hand of the market has been widely accepted by economists and has become a cornerstone of economic theory. It is seen as a way of understanding how the market works and how it can be used to create wealth. The idea of the invisible hand has been used to explain why free markets are more efficient than government-controlled markets and why free markets are better at creating wealth than government intervention. Main idea number 4. Free trade. Free trade allows for the exchange of goods and services between countries, leading to increased wealth. This is because it allows for specialization and the efficient allocation of resources. Free trade is an economic policy that allows for the exchange of goods and services between countries without the imposition of tariffs, quotas, or other restrictions. This policy is beneficial to both countries involved, as it allows for specialization and the efficient allocation of resources. By allowing countries to specialize in the production of certain goods and services, they can produce them more efficiently and at a lower cost than if they had to produce everything themselves. This leads to increased wealth for both countries, as they can now produce more goods and services at a lower cost. Additionally, free trade allows for increased competition, which can lead to lower prices and better quality products for consumers. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that free trade was beneficial to both countries involved. He argued that it allowed for increased specialization and the efficient allocation of resources, leading to increased wealth. He also argued that free trade allowed for increased competition, which could lead to lower prices and better quality products for consumers. Smith's arguments in favor of free trade have been widely accepted and are still relevant today. Main idea number 5. Capital accumulation. Capital accumulation is the process of saving and investing money in order to generate wealth. This allows for the growth of capital, which in turn leads to increased wealth. Capital accumulation is an important concept in economics, as it is the process by which wealth is created and maintained. It is the result of saving and investing money, which allows for the growth of capital. This growth of capital leads to increased wealth, which can be used to purchase goods and services, invest in businesses, or finance other activities. Capital accumulation is a key factor in economic growth, as it allows for the creation of new jobs and the expansion of existing businesses. It also allows for the development of new technologies and the improvement of existing ones. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that capital accumulation was essential for economic growth. He argued that capital accumulation was necessary for the development of new technologies, the expansion of existing businesses, and the creation of new jobs. He also argued that capital accumulation was necessary for the development of a strong and prosperous economy. Smith argued that capital accumulation was the key to economic growth, and that it was essential for the development of a strong and prosperous economy. Main idea number 6. Wages and profits. Wages and profits are the two main sources of income for individuals and businesses. Wages are the income earned by workers, while profits are the income earned by businesses. Wages and profits are the two main sources of income for individuals and businesses. Wages are the income earned by workers, while profits are the income earned by businesses. According to Adam Smith, the father of modern economics, wages and profits are the two main sources of income for individuals and businesses. He argued that wages and profits are the result of the division of labor and the specialization of labor. He argued that the division of labor and specialization of labor lead to increased productivity, which in turn leads to higher wages and profits. He also argued that wages and profits are determined by the demand for labor and the supply of labor. He argued that when the demand for labor is greater than the supply of labor, wages will rise, and when the supply of labor is greater than the demand for labor, wages will fall. Similarly, when the demand for goods and services is greater than the supply of goods and services, profits will rise, and when the supply of goods and services is greater than the demand for goods and services, profits will fall. Adam Smith also argued that wages and profits are affected by the cost of production. He argued that when the cost of production is high, wages and profits will be low, and when the cost of production is low, wages and profits will be high. He argued that the cost of production is determined by the cost of labor, the cost of materials, and the cost of capital. He argued that when the cost of labor, materials, and capital are low, the cost of production will be low, and when the cost of labor, materials, and capital are high, the cost of production will be high. Adam Smith's theories on wages and profits have been widely accepted and are still relevant today. His theories provide a framework for understanding the dynamics of wages and profits in the modern economy. His theories are still used to explain the relationship between wages and profits, and how they are affected by the cost of production, the demand for labor and goods, and the supply of labor and goods. Main idea number 7. Taxation. Taxation is a necessary part of any economy, as it provides the government with the funds needed to provide public services. However, taxation can also be used to redistribute wealth and promote economic growth. Taxation is an essential part of any economy, as it provides the government with the funds needed to provide public services. However, taxation can also be used to promote economic growth and redistribute wealth. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that taxation should be used to encourage investment and production, rather than to simply raise revenue. He argued that taxation should be used to encourage investment in areas that would benefit the public, such as infrastructure, education, and health care. He also argued that taxation should be used to discourage activities that are detrimental to the public, such as pollution and excessive consumption. Smith also argued that taxation should be progressive, meaning that those with higher incomes should pay higher taxes. This would help to reduce inequality and ensure that those with higher incomes contribute their fair share to the public coffers. Smith also argued that taxation should be used to promote economic growth, by providing incentives for businesses to invest and create jobs. Finally, Smith argued that taxation should be used to promote economic stability, by providing a steady source of revenue for the government. In summary, taxation is an essential part of any economy, and can be used to promote economic growth, redistribute wealth, and promote economic stability. Adam Smith's ideas on taxation remain relevant today, and are still used by governments around the world. Main idea number 8. Money supply. The money supply is the total amount of money in circulation in an economy. This money supply is regulated by the government in order to maintain economic stability and promote economic growth. In his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith discusses the importance of money supply in an economy. He argues that the government should regulate the money supply in order to maintain economic stability and promote economic growth. Smith explains that the money supply should be kept at a level that is sufficient to meet the needs of the economy, but not so high that it leads to inflation. He also suggests that the government should use monetary policy to adjust the money supply in order to respond to changes in the economy. Smith argues that the money supply should be managed in a way that encourages economic growth. He suggests that the government should use monetary policy to increase the money supply when the economy is in a recession, and decrease the money supply when the economy is in an expansion. He also argues that the government should use fiscal policy to adjust taxes and government spending in order to stimulate economic growth. Overall, Adam Smith's views on money supply are still relevant today. Governments around the world use monetary and fiscal policy to manage the money supply in order to promote economic stability and growth. By regulating the money supply, governments can ensure that the economy remains healthy and that citizens have access to the money they need to purchase goods and services. Main idea number 9. Interest rates. Interest rates are the cost of borrowing money. They are determined by the supply and demand of money in the economy, and can be used to promote economic growth. Interest rates are an important factor in the economy, as they can be used to promote economic growth. According to Adam Smith in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, interest rates are determined by the supply and demand of money in the economy. When the demand for money is high, interest rates tend to rise, and when the demand for money is low, interest rates tend to fall. This is because when the demand for money is high, lenders can charge higher interest rates to borrowers, and when the demand for money is low, lenders have to lower their interest rates in order to attract borrowers. Interest rates can also be used to influence economic growth. When interest rates are low, businesses and consumers are more likely to borrow money, which can lead to increased investment and spending. This can help to stimulate economic growth. On the other hand, when interest rates are high, businesses and consumers are less likely to borrow money, which can lead to decreased investment and spending, and can slow economic growth. Main idea number 10. Inflation. Inflation is an increase in the general level of prices in an economy. It can be caused by an increase in the money supply, and can lead to decreased purchasing power and decreased wealth. Inflation is an economic phenomenon that occurs when the general level of prices in an economy rises over time. It is caused by an increase in the money supply, which leads to a decrease in the purchasing power of money and a decrease in the wealth of individuals. Inflation can have a negative effect on an economy, as it can lead to higher prices for goods and services, and can reduce the purchasing power of individuals. It can also lead to higher interest rates, which can make it more difficult for businesses to borrow money and invest in new projects. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that inflation was caused by an increase in the money supply. He argued that this increase in the money supply would lead to an increase in prices, and that this would reduce the purchasing power of individuals. He also argued that inflation could lead to higher interest rates, which could make it more difficult for businesses to borrow money and invest in new projects. Inflation can have a significant impact on an economy, and it is important for governments to take steps to manage it. Governments can use monetary policy to control the money supply, and fiscal policy to control government spending. By managing the money supply and government spending, governments can help to reduce the effects of inflation and ensure that the economy remains stable. Main idea number 11. Economic growth. Economic growth is an increase in the production of goods and services in an economy. It is driven by increases in productivity, capital accumulation, and technological advances. Economic growth is an important factor in the development of a nation. It is the result of increased productivity, capital accumulation, and technological advances. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that economic growth is the result of the division of labor, which increases productivity and allows for the specialization of labor. He also argued that capital accumulation and technological advances are necessary for economic growth. Capital accumulation allows for the purchase of new capital goods, which increases productivity, while technological advances allow for the development of new and more efficient methods of production. Adam Smith also argued that economic growth is beneficial for society as a whole. He argued that economic growth leads to increased wages, increased employment, and increased consumption. This, in turn, leads to increased economic activity, which further increases economic growth. He also argued that economic growth leads to increased wealth, which can be used to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Adam Smith's ideas on economic growth have been influential in the development of modern economic theory. His ideas have been used to explain the causes of economic growth and to develop policies that promote economic growth. His ideas have also been used to explain the effects of economic growth on society, such as increased wages, increased employment, and increased consumption. Main idea number 12. Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is the process of starting and running a business. It is a key driver of economic growth, as entrepreneurs create new products and services, and create jobs. Entrepreneurship is a powerful force in the economy. It is the process of starting and running a business, and it is a key driver of economic growth. Entrepreneurs create new products and services, and create jobs. They are the innovators and risk-takers who bring new ideas to the market, and they are the ones who are willing to take the risks necessary to make those ideas a reality. Entrepreneurship is essential for economic growth, as it provides the capital and resources necessary to create new businesses and industries. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that the division of labor and the specialization of labor are essential for economic growth. He argued that entrepreneurs are the ones who create the division of labor and the specialization of labor, and thus are essential for economic growth. He argued that entrepreneurs are the ones who create the incentives for people to specialize in certain tasks, and thus create the conditions for economic growth. Entrepreneurship is a key factor in economic growth, and it is essential for a healthy economy. Entrepreneurs create new products and services, and create jobs. They are the innovators and risk-takers who bring new ideas to the market, and they are the ones who are willing to take the risks necessary to make those ideas a reality. Entrepreneurship is essential for economic growth, as it provides the capital and resources necessary to create new businesses and industries. Main idea number 13. Government intervention. Government intervention is the use of government policies to influence the economy. It can be used to promote economic growth, but can also lead to inefficiencies and decreased wealth. Government intervention is a tool that governments use to influence the economy. It can be used to promote economic growth, but it can also lead to inefficiencies and decreased wealth. Government intervention can take many forms, such as taxes, subsidies, regulations, and public spending. It can be used to promote certain industries, protect certain industries, or to redistribute wealth. Adam Smith argued that government intervention should be limited, as it can lead to inefficiencies and decreased wealth. He argued that the free market should be allowed to operate without interference, as it is the most efficient way to allocate resources. He argued that government intervention should only be used when necessary, such as to protect the public from harm or to promote economic growth. Government intervention can be beneficial in certain circumstances, but it can also lead to inefficiencies and decreased wealth. It is important for governments to consider the potential costs and benefits of any intervention before implementing it. Main idea number 14. International trade. International trade is the exchange of goods and services between countries. It allows for specialization and the efficient allocation of resources, leading to increased wealth. International trade is an important part of the global economy. It allows countries to specialize in the production of certain goods and services, and to exchange them for goods and services produced by other countries. This specialization and exchange of goods and services leads to increased wealth for all countries involved. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that international trade is beneficial for all countries involved. He argued that countries should specialize in the production of goods and services in which they have a comparative advantage, and then exchange these goods and services with other countries. This specialization and exchange of goods and services leads to increased wealth for all countries involved. International trade also allows for the efficient allocation of resources. By trading with other countries, countries can access resources that they may not have access to domestically. This allows countries to produce goods and services more efficiently, leading to increased wealth. Overall, international trade is an important part of the global economy. It allows countries to specialize in the production of certain goods and services, and to exchange them for goods and services produced by other countries. This specialization and exchange of goods and services leads to increased wealth for all countries involved. Main idea number 15. Property rights. Property rights are the legal rights to own and use property. They are essential for economic growth, as they provide incentives for individuals to invest and create wealth. Property rights are an essential part of any economic system. They provide individuals with the incentive to invest and create wealth, as they are assured that their investments will be protected. Without property rights, individuals would be unable to reap the rewards of their investments, and economic growth would be stifled. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that property rights are essential for economic growth. He argued that property rights provide individuals with the incentive to invest and create wealth, as they are assured that their investments will be protected. Smith also argued that without property rights, individuals would be unable to reap the rewards of their investments, and economic growth would be stifled. Property rights are also important for protecting the rights of individuals. They ensure that individuals are able to own and use their property without fear of it being taken away from them. This helps to ensure that individuals are able to enjoy the fruits of their labor, and that their investments are secure. Property rights are essential for economic growth and for protecting the rights of individuals. They provide individuals with the incentive to invest and create wealth, and they ensure that individuals are able to own and use their property without fear of it being taken away from them. Without property rights, economic growth would be stifled and individuals would be unable to reap the rewards of their investments. Main idea number 16. Market failures. Market failures are situations in which the free market does not produce an efficient outcome. These can be caused by externalities, monopolies, and other factors, and can lead to decreased wealth. Market failures occur when the free market does not produce an efficient outcome. This can be due to a variety of factors, such as externalities, monopolies, and other market distortions. Externalities are costs or benefits that are not taken into account by the market, such as pollution or the positive effects of education. Monopolies can lead to higher prices and decreased output, as there is no competition to keep prices low. Other market distortions, such as government subsidies or taxes, can also lead to market failure. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that market failures can lead to decreased wealth. He argued that the government should intervene in the market to correct these failures, as the free market alone cannot always produce the most efficient outcome. He also argued that the government should intervene to protect the public from monopolies and other market distortions. Overall, market failures can lead to decreased wealth and inefficiency. It is important for governments to intervene in the market to correct these failures and ensure that the market produces the most efficient outcome. Main idea number 17. Labor markets. Labor markets are the markets in which workers are hired and paid. They are affected by the supply and demand of labor, and can be used to promote economic growth. In Adam Smith's An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, he discusses the importance of labor markets in promoting economic growth. He explains that labor markets are affected by the supply and demand of labor, and that when the demand for labor is greater than the supply, wages tend to rise. This, in turn, encourages people to work more, leading to increased economic growth. Smith also notes that labor markets can be used to regulate wages, ensuring that workers are paid a fair wage for their work. He argues that this is beneficial for both employers and employees, as it ensures that workers are not exploited and that employers are able to pay a fair wage for the work they require. Smith also argues that labor markets can be used to promote economic growth by encouraging people to work more. He explains that when wages are higher, people are more likely to work, leading to increased economic growth. He also notes that labor markets can be used to regulate wages, ensuring that workers are not exploited and that employers are able to pay a fair wage for the work they require. This, in turn, encourages people to work more, leading to increased economic growth. Overall, Adam Smith's An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations provides an insightful look into the importance of labor markets in promoting economic growth. He explains that labor markets are affected by the supply and demand of labor, and that when the demand for labor is greater than the supply, wages tend to rise. He also argues that labor markets can be used to regulate wages, ensuring that workers are not exploited and that employers are able to pay a fair wage for the work they require. This, in turn, encourages people to work more, leading to increased economic growth. Main idea number 18. Financial markets. Financial markets are the markets in which financial instruments are bought and sold. They are essential for capital accumulation, and can be used to promote economic growth. Financial markets are an integral part of the global economy. They provide a platform for the buying and selling of financial instruments, such as stocks, bonds, and derivatives. These markets are essential for capital accumulation, as they allow investors to purchase and sell assets in order to generate returns. Furthermore, financial markets can be used to promote economic growth, as they provide a means for businesses to raise capital and for investors to diversify their portfolios. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that financial markets are essential for the efficient allocation of capital. He argued that the free market, with its ability to set prices and allocate resources, was the best way to ensure that capital was used in the most efficient manner. Smith also argued that financial markets could be used to promote economic growth, as they provide a platform for businesses to raise capital and for investors to diversify their portfolios. Financial markets are an important part of the global economy, and they play a vital role in capital accumulation and economic growth. They provide a platform for the buying and selling of financial instruments, and they allow investors to diversify their portfolios and businesses to raise capital. Adam Smith argued that financial markets are essential for the efficient allocation of capital, and that they can be used to promote economic growth. Main idea number 19. Business cycles. Business cycles are the fluctuations in economic activity that occur over time. They are caused by changes in the money supply, and can lead to increased or decreased wealth. Business cycles are an important part of the economic system. They are the result of changes in the money supply, and can lead to increased or decreased wealth. As the money supply increases, businesses are able to expand and hire more workers, leading to increased economic activity. Conversely, when the money supply decreases, businesses may be forced to lay off workers, leading to decreased economic activity. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that business cycles are an inevitable part of the economic system. He argued that the government should not attempt to intervene in the business cycle, as this could lead to further instability. Instead, he argued that the government should focus on creating a stable environment for businesses to operate in, and that this would lead to more consistent economic growth. Business cycles can have a significant impact on the economy. They can lead to increased or decreased wealth, and can cause businesses to expand or contract. It is important for governments to understand the causes of business cycles, and to create policies that will help to stabilize the economy and promote economic growth. Main idea number 20. Economic development. Economic development is the process of improving the economic well-being of a country. It is driven by increases in productivity, capital accumulation, and technological advances, and can lead to increased wealth. Economic development is the process of improving the economic well-being of a country. It is driven by increases in productivity, capital accumulation, and technological advances, and can lead to increased wealth. This process is often referred to as economic growth, and it is the primary goal of most governments. Economic development is a complex process that involves many different factors, including economic policies, infrastructure, education, healthcare, and the environment. Adam Smith, in his book An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, argued that economic development is driven by the division of labor and the specialization of production. He argued that when workers specialize in a particular task, they become more efficient and productive. This increased efficiency leads to increased output and higher wages, which in turn leads to increased economic growth. Smith also argued that economic development is driven by the accumulation of capital, which is the result of savings and investment. He argued that capital accumulation leads to increased productivity, which in turn leads to increased economic growth. Economic development is a complex process that requires the cooperation of many different actors, including governments, businesses, and individuals. Governments can play an important role in promoting economic development by providing infrastructure, education, and healthcare, as well as creating an environment that is conducive to investment and economic growth. Businesses can also play an important role in economic development by investing in new technologies and creating jobs. Finally, individuals can contribute to economic development by saving and investing, as well as by participating in the labor force.